Welcome back to another episode of Arnold's Pump Club. I've told you before that I think we spend too much time on social media. Some people misinterpret what I mean. I don't think that all social media is bad. I think it has value. But it consumes too much time of most people's lives. You need more time without the machines to think and dream. But even when you're on your machine scrolling, here's something I think can help. When you see things on social media or in the news, before you react, ask yourself, is this teaching me something, or is it making me feel something? All of us could do with a lot more teaching and a lot less feeling. It makes me worry about us as a people. We are constantly choosing our feelings over learning and being open-minded to other ideas. This is how we learn, how we grow, and how we come together. If you can remember this, then you're more likely to consume the type of information that helps instead of the information that hurts. Now, let's get to today's tips. If you're looking for a way to improve your family dynamic, research suggests that practicing more gratitude could be the foundation of feeling closer to your kids and having a higher sense of satisfaction. In the study, parents who wrote a letter of gratitude about themselves and their family saw almost immediate benefits. 1 week after writing the letter, they reported more positive emotions, empathy, happiness, incompetence, connectedness, and competence. More importantly, by focusing on what they're thankful for, the parents felt closer to their kids, expressed improved communication with them, and as a result, reported fewer challenging behaviors from their kids. Is it that the kids actually started behaving better or perception changed? Because the parents weren't in a lab, we don't know, and it doesn't really matter. The researchers found that when parents filled their cup by expressing gratitude, it gave them more mental bandwidth, allowing them to parent more effectively and be less stressed by the children's behaviors. Oftentimes, parents feel the never-ending stress of trying to do a good job raising their children. Instead of adding to your already busy life, the research suggests that a weekly gratitude practice, such as writing a gratitude letter or journaling about what you're thankful for, can strengthen family bonds, improve cooperation and support between family members. Finally, here's a study about red meat that isn't making headlines. Can eating lean red meat help put diabetes in remission? A recent 12-month study on type 2 diabetics suggests that it might be more possible than you've been told. Red meat is oftentimes in the news for all the wrong reasons. Still, many of the downsides of red meat either appear to be linked to eating too much and too often, consuming far too many calories and gaining weight, or taking in more saturated fat than your body can handle. But if calories are controlled and saturated fat doesn't negatively impact your blood work, is red meat still off limits? This study looked at different high-protein diets where one group ate red meat and the other didn't. Both groups improved cardiometabolic health, saw reductions in fasting glucose levels, and better glycemic control. The group without red meat lost 28 pounds, while the other group lost 22.5 pounds. Fat loss, especially losing fat from the liver and pancreas, plays a key role in improving insulin sensitivity, which is probably why about 38% of the participants in both groups no longer met the criteria for type 2 diabetes, suggesting they were in remission from the disease. This supports prior research suggesting that losing weight, and more specifically, body fat, is more important to managing, preventing, and putting type 2 diabetes into remission than stressing over a particular food or amount of protein in your diet. That's it for today's episode. I created this podcast because I believe that fitness is for everyone. So I'm using the power of machines to help me deliver news, information, and support that will make you healthier. I am not a cybernetic organism, but I do have an important mission: to build a positive corner of the internet and lift up the world. There's too much negativity online, and I want this podcast to give you the support you need to become a little bit better. I want to thank our editors-in-chief, Adam Bornstein and Daniel Ketchel, who helped me with this podcast and our daily newsletter, as well as our producers, Pen Name Consulting. We value all your feedback, and the three of us are here to support you. If you enjoyed this podcast, please leave a review. We love hearing from you. Together, we have the strength to lift up the world.